Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And the 49ers ended a mid-season, 6-11. And really, I mean, look, they're playing out the streak over the last three games. The season ended on Thursday Night Football against the LA Rams. Hell, the season, can say the season ended that Sunday afternoon against the Seattle Seahawks when Geno walked off the field like he was Joe Namath or something. But the Niners were mid. And now they start the process of rebuilding and retooling. And I know there's a lot of rhetoric about Purdy's money and who's going to play quarterback and what's going to happen with Debo, what's going to happen with the defense. But they do make one move. And they fire Brian Schneider, the special teams coach. So you start right there, Sasky. And so the process of getting better in 2025 has already begun with the firing of the special teams coach.
Obviously, the kicker is an influence here. But let me just throw the kicker to the side, because I've got a million different, and I'm talking about field goal kicks, not extra points.
Yeah.
Because extra points, he was 32 of 33 this year. It was the field goals. I mean, he missed basically nine of his last 20 field goals. But to me, they were 22nd in touchbacks.
Yep.
What the hell? You got Moody to kick the ball into the end zone, all right? Your punt coverage and kick coverage units weren't good. Okay, you were 37th. Your starting kicker was 37th in the league in terms of net average on those kick returns. So that's a duality. He's not kicking into the end zone. You're not wrapping up. They had the eighth most penalties on special teams. Yep. And to me, it was two things. Not being prepared for the obvious fake punts, staring them in the face, and the consistent penalties that are just backbreaking to this team that gave so much hidden yardage to the opponent. And the guy had to go. I mean, I hate calling for somebody who he was 10 years he was with Seattle. He did a really good job. That fake punt against the Rams and then over the they did one
Arizona,
with DJ Dallas.
I know. The Arizona Cardinals did one. I was cracking up.
Counter.
I was cracking up. I was cracking. By the way, I've seen some great creative fake punts. Did you see the UNLV over the holidays?
Phenomenal.
UNLV ran a fake punt against Cal. I said, I've never seen that before. It was like they pushed the leg. It was like the Tebow push pass or whatever. And the guy came from all the way on the outside as a wide receiver. It came running to drag. I fake punt. We're going to see that in the NFL soon. But no, Brian Schneider, and it started in week three against the LA Rams when they ran a fake punt. Mm-hmm. On the 4th and 6, they ran a fake punt and got 7 yards.
When they were dead in the water.
They were dead. You could have ended their season. And now they're division champs. And now they're playing in a wild card game against the Minnesota Vikings at home next Monday night. So, Schneider, job number one, done. You fired him. But when it comes to Jake Moody, because, boy, I fell for him on Sunday.
I do, too.
He makes the first field goal. And even the announcer, Chris Myers, goes, that was ugly, but it goes in. It was like, look, beggars can't be choosers, dog. The kick went in. I don't care how ugly it was. It was 3 points. And then he misses the chip shot. And you're thinking to yourself, but now I want to ask you this, because I know a lot of people are going to think there's excuses or whatnot. 888-957-9570 is the number, by the way, if you want to get in on a special teams coach. Are you happy about that? I've been watching Jay Feely and all these kickers online. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the holds.
Okay.
The holds of the kick. whoever's holding the ball, is it Elcano, whatever, the backup
punter. Yeah, the backup punter.
It wasn't even worth me remembering his name because he's going to be gone. This freaking guy is like holding the ball, and they're like, look at the holds. They're holding it to the left. The ball slanted to the left, and now the kicks are getting pushed to the left. Now, I don't know. I would love to get a kicker on to talk about this stuff because I do think it's fascinating. I'm not making an excuse. I'm not making an excuse for Jake Moody. I am not. But I did wonder, I did wonder about the ankle injury. Was he healthy with the high ankle sprain? I had no idea. But Moody, I'm not saying cut him, but you better bring in another kicker to push this guy if you're going to bring him back next year.
So here's where I struggle with this, right? Like, they got him because they want to be able to kick long field goals, right?
Yep.
Right? And I think he's got a booming foot. At least I believe that he does.
Yep.
He's awesome in practice. So you bring in, let's play this out.
Yep.
You bring in somebody to compete with him, all right? And Moody probably beats him out in practice. And then there's the first pressure kick of the year. Do you have any confidence in the man?
Personally, I never have confidence in kickers anyway.
No, I'm probably aligned with you in that thought process.
Even Justin Tucker, I worry. I'm watching Baltimore. I'm like, man, is Tucker going to make that kick? Like, he hasn't kicked much over the last few weeks. They're worried about him. Trust me. I'm worried about Gary Anderson, for crying out loud, was perfect with the 98 Vikings. Perfect. You get to the NFC Championship game, and he misses his first kick of the season to go to the Super Bowl. So from that point on, we're 15, 16 years old at that point. I can't trust kickers anyway. But Jake Moody, with the confidence that he has, and they're trying to get his confidence up. I'm with you, Shaskin. The first pressurized kick he plays next year and he misses it, this fan base is going to riot. They will riot. So I don't know, man. I don't know what you do about Jake Moody. I really don't.
We're scarred when it comes to special teams because of all of the postseason blunders. And, I feel like Schneider and just the whole unit just didn't get over that at Super Bowl either.
No.
I mean, muffing the punt, missing the extra point. It's all come back to roost. Let me ask you this one. What was Jake Moody's long this year?
Did he have a 51-yarder?
Yeah, two 53-yarders.
53-yarders.
Do you know how many guys in the league this year hit a 53 or longer kick?
Plenty. It's
30.
It's been a record.
One.
It's been a record.
Guys.
It's been a record. Guys are booming them. I watched who's the kicker in Green Bay right now? McManus, I think. He boomed one before the Bears came down and scored. He boomed one in 7-degree weather, like 53-yard or 55 yards. And I was like, damn, this guy just booted. It was 55, McManus. I was like, wow. Now Santos came down and won a game for the Bears on the other side, but the kicker in Dallas is making kicks left and right. He could kick them for 65. Well, easy.
The other guys that they brought in this year were hitting kicks.
Yeah.
The other two. One got his ankle crushed on special teams. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Two of our kickers got hurt trying to tackle someone on special teams, just to give you an idea of how poor it's been. And people can say, oh, it's the injuries. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm
I just, like, they never look prepared for these punts, these fake punts that we know are coming. Actually, and here's the silver lining. I thought Jacob Cowan, as the year went on, became a strength on the team.
He got better and better.
As a returner.
It was hairy early on with Jacob Cowan, but he got better and better and better. But the special teams unit was all-time bad.
And then Debo was a great kick returner, and even he fumbled twice on kick returns.
We'll get to Debo Samuel.
Oh, I got a list of questions.
Because I think Debo has played his last game with the 49ers. And I hate the way that it ended for him. But when you think about leadership, we had Cam Imanon when you're out, and he went off about.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Like, not go off, but I asked him about Debo, and he goes, you know, when you're a captain of the team and you decide not to speak to the media and you have the incident with Tabor Pepper, and then you have 5 games where you go 5 games with 101 yards receiving, and just all these little things, it kind of played out the string. I get the sense that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan is like, all right, enough's enough. Enough's enough with this.
So my setting on Debo is I'll believe it when I see it.
You know why I think that? You know why? Because Monday Night Football against Detroit. I went back and watched the game because we had the Warriors-Cavs game, and that game was, boy, that was hideous. Debo got one target in that game, and it was on a jet sweep.
Yeah, I think they were phasing him into running back.
Right, right. And Pearsall was going off. Jennings was doing his thing. That, to me, was like, oh, this is the change you got to guard. Debo can't even get a target against the Detroit Lions, who were giving up 40 points left to right until Sunday when they shut down Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
Anzalone's back.
But Anzalone's back. There you go. Maybe that's all they were missing. But he got one target in that game. And I thought, oh, they're phasing him out.
Look, I think this brings a bigger question about team building. If Shanahan's your coach, it's probably poor business to spend $65 million on 2 wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know, like, if Shanahan's your coach, especially when you see a first-rounder who I thought was on a milk carton all year come in, and it's like, oh, well, if I call his number for 2 straight weeks, he can be a productive wide receiver. And then I look at Juwan Jennings, who obviously was cut in his first year, comes back, and was on a decent deal this year. Nobody saw him having the year that he had, 975 yards. Nobody saw that coming. This is a guy who caught 19 passes last year, Juwan Jennings. Okay, 19. And then this year, when given some of that usage and then playing the X on the line, like, wow, he's a real playmaker. Now, do I want to go into a season with Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall as my 1 and 2? Probably not. But the way that they play football, they can get away with it.
No, you know what Cam Edmund brought up, Brandon Ayuk, that he may be ahead of schedule. He's jumping around in the locker room, playing hoops or whatnot.
I thought that with Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah, well, Dre Greenlaw was in February, and they rushed him back. It made no sense. Knee tightness in the first game. I mean, you're coming off of Achilles tendon tear. You're trying to come back in what was it? 8 months? 9 months?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
It felt aggressive to begin with.
It felt a little aggressive. But from what I'm hearing is Brandon Ayuk could be ahead of schedule. We'll see about that, just like Christian McCaffrey. But if I got Ayuk, Jennings, and Pearsall, oh, I feel good. I feel really good about that core. Because Pearsall showed me something over the last few weeks. And now he's going to get an offseason after a tumultuous... I mean, the guy got shot, the guy had hamstrings, the guy had shoulder injuries, the list goes on and on and on. But there looks like there could be a player there. I was impressed with him.
I thought that was, if we're going to look for any silver linings over the last month, it's that, all right, that's a promising way to end the season. I feel really good about Ricky Pearsall heading into the offseason.
What about Renardo Greed?
Well, I think he's a stud. He made multiple plays on the ball late in the year where, like, to me, he is a clear-cut. I hate saying this because Charvarius had such a tough year.
Yeah, we'll
I thought he was
him.
A better football player this year than Charvarius was on the field. But it does, like, I'm baking in a lot of leeway for Charvarius. Yep. I don't want to say, I couldn't even imagine going to work given everything that's happened to him. But that being said, I thought Renardo Green outplayed him.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. So there are some silver linings here. But when it comes to Debo, I just, that's the way he's going to end for him. By the way, George Kittle wanted to end his career with the 49ers, and he may get extended or whatnot. George Kittle is an all-time Niner. He's an all-time Niner. I'm proud of him, the way he played. That was leadership that he showed all season long. Fred Warner as well. Fred Warner playing with the fractured ankle is not going to get surgery this offseason, which is good for him. But he also suffered the hip, and he wouldn't even leave the game. It's like, this guy's an all-time Warrior, and he was compromised. You know, I got something with Arizona. I can't wait to see them next year.
Why is that?
They ran up the score. They were trying to get their stats, and they're doing everything to try to make themselves feel good. I'm like, okay, you want to drop 47?
Really,
a little bit. I was like, okay, Gannon, I'll remember that. Okay. I'll remember that. You want to line it up against the scrubs. Everybody's hurt. Okay. You want to go out there and feel good in Glendale, Arizona, with the roof all open. You know, you're going into the new year feeling good. Okay, Arizona, bookmark that. Bookmark that next year. Karma's a you-know-what.
On your George Kittle opinion, he's going to be 32 years old. He's in the final year of a contract. He's set to be a $14.4 million cap hit for next year. He'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2026. To me, this is a great opportunity for them to extend him and figure out a way to make this guy a 49er for at least the next 4 years.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
And you got to find tight end, too.
We
can't be rolling into next year with Eric Saubert. To me, they've got to find a rugged player who can take two positions, not just the tight end two, but also, fullback, like Juice's spot. I'm sorry. Like, I like you, Juice. You're a really good Niner. If I can find one player to be my backup tight end who can also run that H-back stuff, like, that to me is what they should come out of this draft with.
Juice got the sense, too, that he may have played his last game as well as a 49er. He kind of sits in knowing that the money. And you know what, Juice, he still feels like he's playing at a high level, but he felt like he's played his last game as a Niner.
Am I the only one that kind of rolls your eyes at the 8 straight Pro Bowls at fullback? It's like,
nobody runs with a fullback.
I know, but like, I'm asking you, did you think he was a Pro Bowl level player this year?
He's a good blocker. He makes plays in a pass game. Here's how I look at it.
He was all right. We're going to look at his Wikipedia page. 8-time Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but you got to realize, too, that half the league or maybe 20 teams don't even have a fullback on a roster.
No, I understand that.
So he has been one of the better fullbacks. I'll give him that. I don't scoff at the fullback position. Juice has been a really good fullback. I think what bothers people about Juszczyk is all the other stuff. I think people get a little annoyed about what happened this year with the reporters or whatnot. I got no problem with Juice. The one problem I did have with Juice, I take that back, is when Trey Lance got hurt. That really bothered me. Trey Lance got hurt, and they're running to Michael Silver talking about, Jimmy came in, that was 49er football. And then you score 10 points the next week in Denver, and we're talking about the pick hate heard around the world. That would bother me. That to me was like,
He's set to make $6.5 million next year.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
$6.5 million. That's 2 backup quarterbacks.
Are you serious?
Depending on who you want. $6.5 million.
Matt Lively, look at him on the TV. We should get him on. He was down there in Santa Clara yesterday. We got the Purdy sound from yesterday. We have Moody Ward because you brought him up. Got Bobby and East Palo Alto. Wants to talk about Brian Snyder on the other side. We'll do that as a Niners Finder special teams, because don't forget, it is a Warriors game day. So tune in live. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Streaming sports for the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff, as a segment was brought to you by MB Jesse Painting.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.